We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta, Cameron, Jen, Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning. Of course, we heard from Howie Roseman not once but twice now in the last 24 hours. We got that to react to. Major League Baseball and the players reaching an agreement, a path forward, trying to come out of coronavirus whenever that happens. We got a lot to hit today. We'll do so with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Again, as always, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hey, Joe.
What's up, bud?
Egyptian mummies are pretty fascinating to me. Did you know the linen bandages used to wrap those bodies up were at times over 1,000 yards long?
Did not know that.
1,000 yards of linen per bandage.
10 football fields. How about that?
I don't know. Linen making.
All right. Well, there you go.
Right?
All right. There it is.
Hard working.
Howie Roseman, hard working and talking yesterday to the local media in a conference call. Today with Angelo, an extended conversation covering a lot of ground about free agency, what they did, who they signed, what they didn't do, who they didn't sign, who they didn't acquire. I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking, as I always do when I hear Howie Roseman talk, and this is a sad reality of my life, John, I think of you. Well, far too often in instances. I really wish this wasn't the case. But I'm listening to Howie today, and I'm thinking, all right, John Rich is going to have some issue with something here. I mean, really?
You knew that?
Yeah.
You could tell?
I could tell.
You could tell because why? He sounded smug?
No.
He sounded self-satisfied and overconfident?
In what way?
I'm just – seriously, you didn't think he sounds overconfident?
I think Howie
– like, I sure do. Telling it – well, we can talk about all the details.
Yep.
I guess my biggest points of contention were some of the stuff he said. Again, he didn't get it done. And Angelo asked him about the DeAndre Hopkins non-trade,
yep,
non-activity. And he gave us, he gave Angelo a whole big runaround on, you know, let's think hypothetically about what a player is worth and what the draft capital that goes into it and this, yep, and that and this and that. The bottom line is, you were meek, not strong, when the team needed you to be decisive. And the Arizona Cardinals, they got it done. They traded away a second-round pick in David Johnson and got DeAndre Hopkins. Angelo asked him, hey, what part was too expensive? What you would have had to trade to get him or the amount you would have had to pay?
Yep.
He ended up giving an answer that said, well, there was a lot of things. There was a lot of things that went into it. No, there's not. It's very simple. It is straight up, you figure it out, and you make the deal. Because, as you know, Angelo pointed out, all the deals came on the defensive side of the ball, and here we are left in the lurch offensively, where we have now made ourselves so transparent. We need wide receiver so badly. I think it could end up working against us in the grand scheme of things. Another thing that, man, really stuck in my craw when Howie said, it doesn't matter my vision for the player if the coach doesn't feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because Howie had sort of laid out there exactly how this process takes place. And, you know.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz and all that whole thing and player procurement and whose voice is heard and who's pushing what and all that,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, my vision for the player. My vision for the player. You know, the one thing that has changed quite a bit over the last couple of years since we won the Super Bowl is the people in the front office have, you know, moved on. People have moved around and reshuffled. Howie is the consistent, you know, thing that that remains. People who sort of helped him establish his, quote, vision. His vision. Which, man, I'm telling you, it bothers me.
Why does that bother you?
Because, again, he's really good at math and contracts, and that's why he was there in the first place. And I just can't believe that we've now gotten to the point where this man's vision is what dictates whether a player shows up in town. Now, I know
he runs the Philadelphia Eagles. He's the guy in charge. And I'm glad he's the guy in charge.
Yeah, I know you are.
And you're not,
because
right?
You're blind.
So you'd rather Howie Roseman not be in charge of running the Eagles?
No. I want Howie. I know Howie's very smart. I know Howie's very capable. I believe that you give him too much credit. And we need
John,
to
you give him no credit. You give him literally no credit.
No, I give him credit. But that was 2 years ago. Now is what we're talking about. What matters is what happens now. Forget that he won the Super Bowl for us. Yes, he was magnificent. I will give him credit forever because every deal he made turned to gold in 2016 and 2017. But since then, when things have changed and he remains consistent, you know, his vision for players has been faulty. His vision for players, what he's putting in front of these coaches, apparently is substandard. We have a bunch of slow, well, previously, we had a bunch of slow wide receivers, except for Deshaun. We had a bunch of slow cornerbacks. And teams were scorching us. You know, now hopefully that stuff will change. But this was like trial and error. You know, like what you were trying failed, so now you're going in a different direction. It's not supposed to be like that. Your vision is one that we need to depend upon and know that it's right, the correct vision, the correct assessment on players, period. And we don't have time to sit around and throw darts at a board here. You know, that's what the last two seasons have been. And I know you're going to say, oh, well, hey, they went to the playoffs the last 2 years. They went to the playoffs circumstantially. They were not good enough. He told us the plan was they were going to win 11 games, 12 games, win, and get a bye. Did they do that?
You said that was the hope. He didn't say it was a plan.
Did they do that?
No, the last 2 years they didn't do that.
They failed. And Howie, he's at the front of that whole progression. The progression that is making us worse every year.
Well, look, we'll see what people think at 215-592-9494. If you heard the interview with Howie, with Angelo, was around 9:15 or so this morning. Obviously, we'd love to take your reaction from what you heard, how you interpreted it. You know, what you make of Howie as the general manager of the Eagles and when he presents himself publicly like he did yesterday in the conference call and as he did this morning with Angelo.
I appreciate that he gave Angelo the time. He gets it.
Let me.
He's a fan. He's a fan.
All right, let's talk about getting it or the reverse. Let's talk about not getting it. Let me just say this, because, John, I know what you're fired up is Howie Roseman. I am more fired up than I expected to be because I'm amazed where you go as frequently as you go with Howie, and I'm hearing you talk just in the last couple of minutes. And here's what hits me the most today. It's not even about Howie, although it is about Howie, sort of. I'm amazed what you don't understand. I'm not kidding, and there's no sugarcoating here. I'm amazed at what you don't understand about professional football, a league that you played in. All right, let me just say this in no particular order, and then we'll get your reaction and everyone's reaction at 215-592-9494. Here's what amazes me. You seem to think you can have every player you want. You can't. The salary cap is a real thing. Howie Roseman, as the general manager of the Eagles, cannot discuss in detail a specific player at another team. That's tampering. Howie Roseman will not talk about specifics of a trade discussion with another team because you don't want to be that guy because you're going to have to come around and talk to the Texans again and the Packers again and the Rams again. And so Howie doesn't want to be that guy. He doesn't want to be the guy that went to the table with the Houston Texans last week and now goes on WIP and gives detailed analysis of what happened. He doesn't want to be that guy, nor should he be. I'm amazed you don't get that.
What are you talking about? I don't get that.
Because you want him to spill all the beans about DeAndre Hopkins.
No, I want him to go get DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I care about.
Here's another point.
I don't care what he says. I care what he does.
All right, here's another point I don't think you get. You do not overpay for wide receivers in a cap world. It's a losing proposition. It's a losing way to go. And you consistently come on here and talk about...
So you're going to keep defending him for not getting wide receivers, and we're going to suck. And Carson will never reach the level he's supposed to reach because he continues on this front. Like, listen, we're going to go get a young wide receiver in the draft, hopefully. We'll probably have to trade up. We'll probably have to over-trade up just to prevent other teams from snatching the receiver, since everyone knows we need a receiver now. And hopefully he develops into that guy that Carson can lean upon. But that's one guy you needed to bring. We're probably going to have to draft two.
You
needed to cover your bases, and you had an opportunity to cover your bases with the best player at that position in the NFL. I understand it's a salary cap league, Joe. I don't care about salary cap when it comes to the best player at the position in the NFL. You make the other stuff fit after you sign the best player at the position in the NFL.
Yeah. All right.
I don't care that you say it's a losing proposition to pay wide receivers in the Super Bowl era because you somehow think that – winning the Super Bowl is actually dictated by whether a team has paid or overpaid or underpaid wide receivers.
Yeah, I think it's
directly dictated. There is no connection. It's circumstance.
Okay.
It is circumstance.
Look, 215-592-9494. We'll take your reaction on what you heard from Howie Roseman today. We'll play clips throughout the show. We'll play the full interview as we move deeper into the show. And also what you make of John. I mean, the reality is today it's pretty simple. John's mad at Howie. I'm mad at John. All right, if you could do a little diagram. James, maybe you can put that diagram up on social media.
No one's mad at me, right? We're good?
I'm not mad at you at all. John's mad at Howie. I'm mad at John. Now, look, we'll take your reaction at 215-592-9494.
Well, I'm mad at you, too, because you think everything he does is
it's not everything.
Is great.
John,
you just automatically assume Howie knows what he's doing. What if he doesn't, Joe?
Well, if he doesn't,
what if he
then he'll be fired.
He won't be fired because everyone's going to say, Super Bowl.
No, he'll
like
be,
you.
He'll be,
that's the problem. Howie, whether he does a good job or not, is going to keep doing what he's doing because there are fools like you who say he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think John is officially crossed the barrier to mad at me as well. All right, 215-592-9494. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie. I hope you're staying safe. We'll talk to you today. Rocket on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.